Hey guys, we are back here on Hoops Hype, and there was breaking news that happened just now. And a few days, like yesterday, we were talking, not yesterday, but the day before that, 2 days ago, we were talking about where will Carmelo Anthony go. And right now, he decided to go to the Rockets. This is breaking news. So apparently, when I said, does he want the ball or does he want a championship to cement his place in the Hall of Fame? He obviously wants a championship. He knows that he's not getting the ball with this team, but this is the one team that could bring a championship. Now that he's there, there's a new starting lineup, and Trevor Ariza got placed, but he obviously doesn't want money because he was given the absolute minimum he was given the minimum of veterans, and that was really, really big. So it's really interesting to see that he just did that. Really, really interesting, really cool. So I do think that I do agree that he should have went there. I would have gone and done the same. Knowing Carmelo Anthony, if I was Carmelo, I probably would have gone to the Heat, because knowing Carmelo Anthony, all he does is want the ball. So I'm just very interested in that decision, and it's really, really, really interesting. A really, really interesting fact that he just joined that Rockets team, because now the starting lineup will be point guard Chris Paul, shooting guard James Harden, small forward Carmelo Anthony, power forward Ryan Anderson or PJ Tucker, whoever they decide to start. I would start Ryan Anderson. He hasn't been given much of a chance recently. But also, and at center, Clint Capela. That sounds like a pretty unstoppable lineup. Not sure they can stop the Warriors yet, but with an extra piece or two, then they could beat the Warriors. And they, or if they, of course, followed my advice from my podcast, The Rockets versus the Warriors. That was big news. I mean, Carmelo Anthony wants the ball, so he could have gone to the Heat if he really, truly thought he needed the ball. Because if he really wanted the ball, he wouldn't have gone to Houston. If he truly wanted the ball, he would have gone to Miami, but that's not the case. He knew he wasn't gonna beat the Warriors over there. He knew that he wasn't gonna. He wouldn't be in the same conference as the Warriors. That just doesn't seem. It doesn't seem right that seem right that any team in the NBA should think that they can beat the Warriors, because they can't. Like, once DeMarcus Cousins got that contract with the Warriors, most teams have already given up, except for the Celtics and the Rockets. Because even LeBron might have given up. The Lakers aren't winning a championship this year, because LeBron can't, maybe he could have won two players versus four. So when he did have Kevin Love, when he did have a star player, they still got swept by the Warriors, and the Warriors didn't even have DeMarcus Cousins. So now, moving to this team, he's basically built an even bigger hole for himself. He's not going to finish out on a high note at this point. Unless they get another piece, or Kyle Kuzma starts to tear it up everywhere scoring-wise, because Kyle Kuzma is the only one on that team other than, I think, Moritz Wagner, who could score zillions of points. I feel like Moritz Wagner has a bunch of potential. They really, really, really need to sign him. I think he could be an upset rookie of the year. He is a big star. I think they also need to sign Joel Berry. They haven't given him much of a chance, but in college, Joel Berry was a truly good player, great three-point shooter. I know if you look at his percentages, you're not like, really? 15 points? 35% from deep? 39% from the field? That's not good. But he had some really, really big games where those numbers actually turned into 30 points. He had some really, really sad games where those numbers turned into 0 points. And remember when I talked about Junior Robinson? I feel like Joel Berry's been given less of a chance than Junior Robinson. Even though Junior Robinson was, Joel Berry was the star of one of the biggest colleges and gave them the second seed, so they need to give him a little bit more of a chance. And then they'll probably have a bigger chance of beating the Warriors. They still won't. Probably end up lower than the third seed. I think they'll be behind the Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves are going to have a breakout year at the third seed because there's not many teams who have a big three like that. Maybe the Thunder. The Thunder could be third. I feel like the Thunder have become a better team without Carmelo Anthony because then they're not too stacked. The only team that can be too stacked, the only team that isn't too stacked but can handle four different stars is the Warriors. Can they handle five? That's a big question. But have you ever wondered why Steph Curry stopped scoring zillions of points after that 30 points per game season? Because they added a player who was averaging 28 to 30 points through the past about three to five seasons. Like, he was an unstoppable scorer. Now he's gone down to about 25 points too. So that it's gone from 58 points apart, about 58 points apart, to 50 points together. That tells you why, because it's not like baseball and basketball where you can just carry 12 different stars and, they can all perform and they can all perform the same way they did without each other, because there's only so much time in basketball. In baseball, there's no time limit. In baseball games could go on forever. Basketball games also could, but there's only so much time, and not every game goes into overtime a million times. So most teams can't compile that stack, but Curry's still been performing well. Still been hitting the same Curry level shots, same Curry level three pointers, but he's not performing as well. He is. His shots are going in just as often as they did when he scored 30 points. But he's getting. Why is he not scoring 30 points per game? Because he's not getting his shots off. Just because Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are there too, and those guys all score. I feel like Klay Thompson would have had a 25-point season by now if Durant hadn't moved there. But it still was a big help. Still helped a lot because I think maybe the Cavs wouldn't have lost in 2016-17 because Kevin Durant had such a big performance and Curry had an okay performance, but Klay Thompson had a bad performance. And they probably wouldn't have won if there was no Durant. And because LeBron could have beat those two performances. Like, Curry played like he did in the regular season, and Thompson played like Kevin Love, except Thompson actually had one good performance. Kevin Love had about zero. So him and Kevin Love had awful performances. I think that kind of evened out the series, but just Durant knew how to win the games. Durant knew how to make those daggers at the end of the game. Remember that one pull-up deep three dagger? That was a big one, a big shot, a really big shot. But I think that team's just become so stacked. And they probably would have won since there was no Kyrie in 4-0. You know what? In this year's finals where they got swept, they probably wouldn't have won because there was no Kyrie, the Cavs. But they would have. This series would still be tied up 2-2 if Kevin Durant never went there. It probably won't ever be the Warriors and the Cavs again for who knows how long, unless LeBron decides to rejoin the Cavs. Yeah, LeBron can't do that. He can't do that unless some sort of trade goes in and LeBron gets traded to the Cavs. At some point, which I doubt he will. They might not play for who knows how long unless this Colin Sexton kid tears it up. Maybe wins one of only becomes the third player of all time to win MVP while in his rookie season, and then Rodney Hood tears it up, and they gotta give it their all to be in that finals. Because here, let me give you a little secret. There's only about 5 teams who can't make the playoffs this year. Maybe even every team can make the playoffs, because there's so many teams this year who have like good players. And all the good players are all spread out, but only 16 teams could make the playoffs. 14 teams, all 30 teams deserve to make the playoffs. 10 of those teams, maybe 5 to 10 of those teams deserve to win the championship. But those people like Anthony Davis and Damian Lillard, who have great teams, and they want to bring a championship there, they're going to have to wait. But because if they want to win a championship there, they're going to have to wait a good 10 seasons. I don't think they'll be, 5 to 10 seasons, because the Warriors, if they don't have a good season here, they'll break up. But, and then maybe they'll have a chance, but I don't think they'll have a chance for a while unless come playoff time they have some sort of big performance with like Anthony Davis and Damian Lillard. And this year it was Anthony Davis that carried the scoring load in the playoffs, because Dame didn't exactly have a good playoffs because his team was better than Anthony Davis's team, 3rd seed to 6th seed, and they got swept. So that obviously doesn't mean that he had a good playoffs. But we've seen Dame have good playoff performances before, and if these teams really truly want to get into the finals, they might have to wait a few seasons until the Warriors break up. Until the Warriors aren't the best team in the league. And then Kevin Durant and Curry and all those guys are going to be all spread out. Here's another big thing. Kevin Durant said he's going to retire at the age of 35. And Davis and Lillard are still going. They've never said that they're going to retire yet, like around that time. So, and Kevin Durant's already 30, so in about 5 years, maybe, maybe he'll retire and they'll have bigger chances. But by then, those guys will be older and they'll be, like, older than LeBron is right now. And it's going to be tough for them to continue what they have going now. But who knows? Maybe they'll, you know, come out like LeBron is right now and have some great seasons. I think both are going to be Hall of Famers. I think Anthony Davis will win an MVP. I don't think Lillard will win any. But I do think they'll both be Hall of Famers. Davis will have maybe one or two, maybe even three scoring champions. I mean, champs, like one to five. I think Lillard will have one to two scoring champs. Davis will have one to three block champs, and I think Lillard won't have anything but one to two scoring champs. So I do think this season's going to be a very interesting one, and you all have to stay tuned. I can't wait for this NBA season. It seems like forever just waiting for it. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype, signing out now.